My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make a negotiation go better by asking the other person about a past success. Doing so keeps the interaction positive and helps you see new possibilities. I'm taking this tip from Alexandra Carter's book, Ask for More, 10 Questions to Negotiate Anything. Carter, a Columbia Law School professor, is known for her mediation work. While we tend to see negotiations as adversarial, they don't have to be. The best outcome is for both people to get results that they are happy with. Her book shares ideas for how to make that possible. One of my favorite questions she suggests asking is, how have you handled this successfully in the past? In asking this question of someone else, you will open up a window so that you can expand your view of the other person and get to know more about what has made them successful in the past, she says. You'll gather important data about what has worked for this person in the past and what might work for them and you again in the future. Additionally, in asking about a prior success, you'll anchor the other person in positive, empowering feelings that research has shown to improve the way they will handle their next interpersonal interaction with you. I bet you can imagine how this question can shape a negotiation. Maybe the contractor repaving your driveway did a job you're not happy with. Rather than yelling or threatening lawsuits or other such crazy things, simply ask how his business successfully dealt with a customer issue in the past. He's immediately put in a place to feel proud of his business, which means he's in a much more generous frame of mind for addressing your problem. Or maybe you'd like your spouse to help more with chores around the house. While stomping around, pouting, or breaking dishes might feel satisfying, these are not known to achieve results. But asking your spouse how he or she successfully reached a good division of labor on a work project puts everyone in a problem-solving mode. What can you all learn from this previous satisfactory outcome that can help you now? I especially like this approach because it allows the other person to offer ideas that you might not have even considered. We can spend a lot of time ruminating about what needs to happen, but if you haven't faced a situation before, you don't know all the possibilities. Some are probably more achievable than others. Best to learn from others' accumulated wisdom. So today, if you find yourself in a negotiation, and really, life is a negotiation, try asking the other person about what's worked in the past. My guess is that you are far more likely to achieve a result you can both live with. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.